It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're joined today live by Horse Thief. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Good to be here.
Fear and Bliss, new record.
Yes. First record.
And it's something that I've heard you describe. Well, why don't you describe the title and what it means loosely?
Yeah, I mean, Fear and Bliss kind of, it is a lyric in one of the songs called Let Go. And it kind of stems from, I mean, a lot of different things. I think the main thing is just the fact that fear and bliss of finding good and bad. And I think that's a like common lyrical theme throughout the record. It fit with the band. We kind of had a lineup change and going from that and not knowing what was going to happen. All these different things that happened all at once. And it really like, you know, we wrote the record in 4 months. So that whole theme was in there the entire time that we were writing. So yeah, that just seemed like it fit the record the best.
Hey, you know, every moment, you gotta just keep pushing forward.
Exactly.
And certainly now, as you get out and tour, I'm sure that takes on a whole new meaning.
It does.
Mm-hmm. My understanding is the band, some of the members of the band, originally met and or are from Denton, Texas.
Yes, that's correct. And it's actually me and Cody. Yeah.
So the two of you are from Denton.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Which has a good music scene, Midlake, a few mm-hmm. other bands.
It's, yeah.
But you decided to not stay at home, and you headed north, and you ended up going to the Academy of Contemporary Music at the University of Central Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Motivation and
I think the biggest thing was to get a college education and to be able to do what we wanted it to do. I mean, the fact that there was a school only 3.5 hours north of us that we can go, and they were lenient on, you know, our teachers were very flexible with us going on tour. They were helping us getting showcases at South by Southwest and things like that. And I think that was just the biggest thing for both of us, is we wanted to be able to go and get a college education and be able to do this at the same time.
Another theme among that was we didn't really know. We wanted to keep this band. We wanted to keep playing together. And, I mean, a couple of us were looking into, like, Berkeley and stuff like that, basically spreading out around the country. And we found ACM, and it was the perfect opportunity to remain together and to do this together and to continue this band that we love so much and do it as a career.
I love the fact, and it's interesting, because here at CSUN, you know, we have a good music. We were discussing earlier, we have a good music program and music industry studies program. But I find it fascinating and something I would not have thought of. But the fact that they were so geared towards helping you develop, you know, a career, that they'd alter the class schedules. You know, you're going to South by Southwest. Okay, well, of course you can't make the final. That seems great that they were that attenuated to help and develop working musicians.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, all the teachers there at one point or still are working musicians. So mm-hmm. it's not, you know, they understand the idea of going on a weekend run and things like that. And they're just, I mean, it's not like you don't have to do the work. You still have to do it, but they're more lenient on figuring out a way to make it work for both of us.
Sitting on a hill watching heaven on fire. Never trust a man who believes he's stronger. Let's travel on the bridge beneath raging water. Never had a past as encompassing problems. I'm sitting in the mouth of a big tooth. I don't need had no need to sympathy, to be sorry. Time and time again, I felt sorry for a friend, but not for you, but not for this.
We should mention that the Academy of Contemporary Music had a driver in the manager of the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, Scott Booker.
Scott Booker.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about how Scott helped bring that thing to fruition, and if that, in fact, played any influence in your development.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was honestly one of the biggest selling factors of going to ACM was that it was run by such a longtime manager, somebody that's been in the industry for 30 years. And I think moving up there and, like, seeing his vision come true and seeing the school that he found. The original school was in Guilford in England, and he went over there and kind of figured it, saw it, loved the program, wanted to bring it back home to Oklahoma City. And the reason, I mean, obviously the Flaming Lips, and he had been in Oklahoma City since, you know, forever. And I think he just wanted to make this hub in the middle of the U.S. And I think it's growing to becoming that, which is super interesting to see. He's bringing bands through that have never been to Oklahoma City before. They're seeing it as this town that's growing. It's just like bringing, there's more venues popping up. There's a scene developing, and he's, you know, kind of made this hub of out of ACM for
and
that.
And it's good ambassadorship from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, definitely.
And it gives a little, not only did it give some inspiration to you guys, but, you know, some real practical insight, experience, and tutelage.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah, the ability to be able to talk to these, you know, industry people who are working constantly in the industry, and Booker himself is a great springboard, a great opportunity for us. And the fact that they've not only, you know, it wasn't just like, hello, you know, you're a band. They've been constantly working with us. It's very hands-on, and you get what you put into it, and it's been an incredible inspiration for us to be constantly in contact with people who know so much about this industry that we're trying to cut our teeth in, and it's really helped us gain a sense of professionalism and direction in seemingly a sea of infinite different ways to go.
Holding on to all these strings, son, never thought the tension would last. And let me carry on. I'm sorry I've kept you so long. Have a mind, and neither do you. We are both alive in different truths. And let me carry on. Let me go on.
You actually recorded here in L.A. with Tom Monahan, right?
Yeah, we did. Correct. Yeah.
How much of the material had you worked out, and was there some of it, you know, that ended up with Tom in the studio started either going a different direction or actually be created?
Pretty much everything was written before we got out to L.A. He actually came out a couple of months before we came out here to do some pre-production and stuff like that. And, I mean, I think there was two songs on the record that were pretty much flushed out here in L.A., but the rest was already kind of written. And the biggest thing that with our first record is he was trying to capture, we had just gotten off like a 2-week tour, so he wanted to come in and kind of capture that live energy straight off the tour. I think it was, we literally had a day off. We like played in L.A. at the Bootleg Theater, had a day off, and then we were in Sunset Sound on Monday, which was, it was great to be able to go in there and just nail it. And his biggest thing was like, okay, we're going to do 3 takes, nail it, do it, we'll take the best one, then we'll move on to the next song and just do that till we have it. So a lot of the songs were already, I think they just came out naturally in the studio. So
and well, and they must have then been pretty well realized from your road work and
yeah,
your playing.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah,
you know, in order to be able to take that discipline and have the confidence that 3 takes.
Yeah, it can be scary.
These are still, quote, new songs.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Tom, he came in, the biggest thing was he was kind of like fine-tuning all these songs.
Yeah.
Like just taking a bigger look and taking away from someone who didn't write the song and just kind of looking at it as a song. Where is it at? What is the meaning behind this, and what message are we trying to get across? Which he did an amazing job. And, you know, I think we're all excited to work on the next record with him because of that. Like, we're trying to take that to the next level with him and get him earlier in the writing process.
Death. slide, but the balance makes it right. I don't care about the sunlight, your backseat lets in the moving light. As we try to figure out what feels right, I can tell we were made for life.
Now the record Fear and Bliss is available for our listeners, mm-hmm. and you are going to be playing tonight to show them that not only were you able to create a great record in what you acknowledge was a pretty, you know, tight time frame, it all came together, mm-hmm. but now you've been touring, mm-hmm. and you're playing tonight at the Hotel Cafe.
Yes, yeah.
And people will get to see the live representation of these songs and see that your confidence and your material is for real, and what a great place to do it in at the Hotel Cafe.
Yeah, we've only heard great things, so we're excited to play there.
And you've been here live, and we appreciate having you on. It's been Horse Thief live on 88.5.
Thank you guys.
Thanks
you for coming
us.
By. Yeah, definitely.